This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Gather round, one and all. Welcome to the podcast.
This is the first time I think we've ever recorded the podcast intro in this studio.
Yeah, normally we have to.
Does
be
our
okay.
voices sound?
I think we
amazing.
Have done it in here. Maybe once or twice before, but very briefly.
I've never done it.
You do it without
busy
you.
Day, lads. Busy show. I mean, three men in the
I've
studio.
I've so much to do.
Stop whinging, will you?
I've so much to do.
Like what?
I have to do an hour worth of social filming after this.
Yeah.
I have to then do an interview after that. Mm. And then I have to sort Dave Ranks. And then I have to go to the gym. And then I have to eat lunch. And then I have to come back into town to get my hair cut.
A 5 o'clock haircut is very late.
I know, but that's just because he's sound and giving me a time that I can do it. Like, he was fully booked. 5 o'clock is way past the time.
But he's going to get an extra dollar.
Yeah, but still, like, I would rather just go home, wouldn't
you? I have a horrible day as well, even though it's all fun stuff, don't you? I don't know what's wrong with me, but you know, when you make plans and like at the time you're like, great idea, and then when it comes to it, you're like, I don't want to go. I'm meeting the college girls later.
Oh yeah. Where he's going or what he's doing?
I don't know. Some tapas place in town. I haven't even looked
Emma's
at it.
Emma's out
really
on the lash tonight.
I'm not. Because I have to be in the car on the way to Castletown at 10:30 or 11 o'clock.
We're going to get the message tomorrow morning at 6:30. Sorry, guys, just woke up. I'll be in before 7.
I actually am beyond that life. I can't do that anymore. I have to drop Seamus to the groomers, pick up Seamus from the groomers.
Do you nap
today.
Every day?
Some
there's,
days.
There's a period of time, some days,
I
when
haven't
I.
haven't napped in weeks because I haven't had the time. I feel like I'm always doing stuff.
I do nap some days if I have nothing on, but today, yeah, like, I can't.
Cause there's some days where I message you and I'm like, she's definitely napped.
Asleep, yeah. I had a nap yesterday. It went on for about an hour and a half, to be honest.
Oh, lovely.
But yeah. The groomers is an awkward one because you have to be by your phone because they'll just send like a text being like, Seamus is ready for pickup. And like, you don't want the child just sitting there waiting for pickup for ages.
So they can collect your
dog. You kind of need to be, yeah.
It is a dog. It doesn't mind being left there.
Well, I'm sure the groomers are like, take this dog out of here. We're getting the dog groomed because we're going to Jack's mum's house in West Cork over the weekend. And like,
and God forbid he was not groomed.
Yeah, God forbid he'd be smelly in a new house, you know.
Even got him a new house.
Like. Yeah. In a house that isn't ours. And we even got him a new collar to smarten him up for the weekend.
You should put him in like a bow tie and stuff like that.
I know. Well, there is actually a dress-up dog competition at the festival over the weekend. And we were considering getting him to make him look like a hot dog.
Why are you bringing him if he's not getting in that?
Because I couldn't be. I was like, I'm not going to embarrass him making him look like a hot dog. He's too cool.
That's so funny. You don't want a pageant child.
Yeah, I don't. I would never put him through that. Imagine how worried he'd feel if he didn't get first place.
Little boo-boo.
We'll see in the morning. I will be here on time. I'll be grand. I'm going for a few tapas and a chat. And I'll be in bed at 10 o'clock.
Tapas and chachas.
Ta-ra.
Let's go. Turn up.
Bin.
All I need.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on.
Sorry, Dave.
I'm not taking credit for that. That was your fault. You put them out because I'm 4 seconds too early.
I was a little bit early on that. Yeah. Go on.
I'll give it to you again.
All I need. All I need is.
I wish I knew the rest of it.
I think it just says all.
I'm gone bright red.
Do you know what it actually says?
I'm gone bright red.
I think it says
I'm gone as pink as the pink logo of Spin.
I think it says all I need is Emma, Dave, and Fiona, and that's kind of not true.
I disagree.
People do that need is, more than no. Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
That's all
they
you need.
Water and food no. and happiness.
All
and
you need. Well, we bring the happiness.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. If over the next 3 hours you are in any way happy, please let us know.
Okay. And you're going to take full credit for that, yeah?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's hardly going to be you.
I love when he insults me on a girly quiz day because it's fine. I'm going to have my power back in an hour or so. Do you remember when I ran the mini marathon there
in May?
Lads, I can't run anymore. It's gone. Tried to go out last night with the dog. Just couldn't do it. I swear to God, one leg in front of another. Once I went past walking pace into a jog, my whole body was like, not at all.
That's funny. My housemate still has on her Hinge that she's training for the mini marathon. One of those like, give me advice for running a mini marathon.
Oh yeah, go on.
And so she got a message off this guy who was just like, when's your mini marathon? And she's just typical for not responding.
Yeah.
And so then 2 weeks passed by and then he messaged her again. He's like, I hope you pull your hamstring.
What a dig. Honestly, that guy deserves a date for that.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was very funny.
Ghosted for 2 weeks. I was, you know what? I hope you pull your hamstring. Best of luck with that.
Did you ever hear of a company or an extension or something called Honey?
No. Sounds dodgy to me, though. Whatever you're into in your own time.
Honey was a thing on Google Chrome. It was like an extension you could have on Google Chrome. You could get it on like the App Store or something for Google Chrome. And what it would do is when you were buying stuff online, you clicked the little Honey button and it would scour the internet for codes for anything you could get
discounted. Brilliant.
For whatever you were buying. So you could be buying something on Boohoo, or you could be buying something on River Island, or you could be buying something on, I don't know where, anywhere, wherever you are. And it would, you click the little Honey button, because that's how people used to shop online, was on their computers and their laptops. And stuff. Whereas now everyone does it on their phone. Mm-hmm. And so you think, I'd imagine probably Honey brought out something like that for their phone. However, what I've been doing, and I don't feel like there's many benefits to this thing, but there is this. I go on to ChatGPT and I go, give me discount codes for this. And it will scour the internet and just give me, like, it'll give me 10 random codes. Maybe one of them will work, but it's still like 10% off.
Are you joking? Is this has been working for you?
This has been working for me. So I was like, 2 weeks ago, I went and I ordered Domino's. And I was like, any Domino's codes? And it was like, here's 25% off. And I was like, damage.
No.
Yeah, if you spend 25 or something like that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And so it gave me the code and I put it in. No bother. And I was like, I might have put it in like specifically like give me Dublin months. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I was buying clothes on, is it Boohoo Man, I think?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was like £7 delivery. And I was just like, oh, that's way too much for delivery. Mm-hmm. Way too much. So I was like about to cancel out. And then I was like, I'm just going to ask and see if there's any codes available at all. And it was like, here's 10% off. And I was like, I got the entire postage off it.
That's
basically
unbelievable.
Now, I still had to pay £7 for posting.
Yeah, I got you.
Which did hurt, but £7 came off the actual price, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's really good, man. And to be honest, I think we all are suffering from a little bit of ChatGPT fatigue. Actually, that's maybe not true. Some people are still obsessed with their ChatGPT, thinking that they're besties, but this is a good way to use it.
That definitely needs to stop.
What, treating it like it's your bestie?
It's your bestie or your therapist or your mom.
You did that for a long time.
I did not. I was just testing it. When it first came out, I was
that's
just
the biggest load of shite I've ever heard.
I was seeing what it could do.
You were like, hey man, what's going on today?
Yes, but then I met Fiona Frawley and I became woke. And I stopped using it.
Okay.
At least, I'd say I use it probably once every 15 minutes or so.
Okay. No, it is my replacement probably, and I need to get out of it for Google at the moment. Which
see,
is
Google kind of, the only problem with that is like, Google does it already, whereas like, sometimes I just want to Google something and not have an AI.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
It's so bad for the environment as well. I just wanted to just Google something and then it come up like it used to. But now it's like, well, David, here's this. And I'm like, stop that. I didn't ask for that.
Yeah, I wish. Is there a way on Google you can turn your AI assistant off, I wonder?
I'd imagine so. I think there is a tab now where it's like AI mode as opposed to like web.
Okay.
So I just, try and click web. So there you go. If you want some discount codes on ChatGPT, sometimes they might work.
Do you know what I found with the Google AI thing? Mm. I found that really unreliable, because what it does is it's not really doing anything itself. It's finding a load of articles that it would serve you on Google and then pull up information about stuff, but not really know what's going on. So for example, for the tricky 10, the questions I obviously write are, the answers have to be between the number 1 and 10.
Yeah.
And I did a check yesterday or the day before for one of the questions, which was how many teams play in the League of Ireland's Men's Premier Division?
10.
It's 10. But I just double checked it just to make sure that I was right. And I put it into Google rather than ChatGPT. And it gave me the answer of 12 on that AI assistant. And it was because the League of Ireland awarded 12 clubs a certain status, but it wasn't the Premier Division thing.
Oh,
but
so they pull random things, random numbers.
So it doesn't
things.
Listen completely. But
well,
I'm
see,
really,
this is the thing. Like, it's never. That's what I'm saying. Like, with these codes that you get, you might get 10 codes. Maybe only one of them will work.
Yeah.
It swears by all of them.
Yeah, but it's wrong.
But it's wrong.
Yeah,
it's wrong. 99% of the time.
It does. Wasn't it recently enough it didn't even realise that Donald Trump was president of the United States?
I think that was like the day or the month after.
But
or
still,
like
there's some kind of, even like,
when it first came, it was very out of date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like 2022.
Yes.
You know,
that
kind of stuff.
All Together Now starts today. Lots of people will be heading down to
Atten.
Yeah, happening
ATN.
Today.
I'm starting to see a lot of people like online being like, I have tickets to it. I have tickets to it. And I was this close to being like, oh, go on, so.
Would you be interested? No.
I think I would be, I'd say I'd probably get to Carlo on the M9 and regret it.
And then start, then turn around.
Yeah, and yeah. then like, I can't, why am I doing this? I can't sleep in a tent.
Dave's not great at the old camping, but I think you'd enjoy the weekend. It's a class lineup and everything. Lots of people, and the popularity of going into these festivals on a Thursday is getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah, that stuff scares me. Like, remember back in the day in EP when people would be going in like a Thursday night or, you know, really early on a Friday morning or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, would you stop? Because now it's so much harder to go in and find a place to camp.
That's the thing for everyone else on a Friday. You're on the back foot a little bit, aren't you, when it comes to trying to find somewhere to set up your tent and everything. Look, it's not the only festival people are excited about at the moment, because our neighbours over in the UK have a big festival they're looking forward to as well at the moment.
Oh.
And it sounds like a lot of fun. And it sounds like, dare I say, Hammond, a bit of you. It's called the Festival of the Unexceptional.
That is, without a doubt, the meanest thing you've ever said to me. That's the meanest thing. Like, 4.5 years on this show or whatever it is, that's the meanest thing. And wow.
I don't tell any lies. That's just, I saw a Festival of the Unexceptional and I thought, David Hammond, he'd love this. No, what it does is it celebrates...
You and my mother think very alike.
It celebrates ordinary, everyday cars at this place, Lincolnshire. And the idea is that these are boring cars that aren't zooped up, aren't exciting, are very basic. 2,500 classic family cars that are 25 to 50 years old are displayed.
And so a car park.
It's a car park, and I think you'd love it.
To be honest, I kind of do get where you're coming from, purely because, do you know, like when you go and, I would never really go to like car shows or anything like that, but sometimes you see like just a normal Golf and you're like, I wonder, do they think that their car is that good that it could be entered into this
car
show?
Exactly, and I love this delusion that you enter your basic car from 25 years ago and you might win. So for example, the winner last year was Gordon McNeil's 2001 Volkswagen Polo E.
I remember it well.
His first and only car for 20 years. It had 176,000 miles on the clock. In second place was a guy called Matt Swin. He entered his 1992 Toyota Previa. Is it Previa?
I don't know.
Okay. He used it to transport his band and equipment nationwide. And in third place was a guy called Jake Seddon's 2001 Ford Focus. You can't go wrong with the Ford Focus.
Is it literally just cars that are so bland?
Bland cars. Loads of people go. People enjoy it. It's a bit of fun.
There may be scratches on them.
Yeah. And it's called FOTU, Festival of the Unexceptional.
You know what? I'm so into this.
I think it'd be so fun.
That is gas.
And I think we should host, Fully Charged should host, maybe realistically next summer at this stage, we should host our Unexceptional Music Festival. And I think that it should be held in Point Square Car Park.
Okay.
Because it's usually kind of quiet there, in fairness. Artists and bands, you're only allowed to come and play if you peaked no higher than number 37 in the charts.
Oh, okay.
Anything above 37, you're not welcome. We can sing along.
But you'd love that, to be fair. It's not the same vibe, because you'd be like, oh, it's up and coming artists and blah, blah, blah.
No. As in, like, this is, say, a band from 20 years ago who have, like, haven't taken out the guitar since.
Starting to sound like a very sad festival.
It is. No pyrotechnics on stage whatsoever. Just a polite VO. Me and you, Dave, can take turns going, now don't forget to drink your water. Okay, please now. And keep the noise down. There are apartments around.
Of course.
It's strictly BYOCC, which is bring your own camping chair.
Okay.
But you must remain seated during all performances. No dancing allowed.
Brilliant.
And finally, food stalls only serve plain food. So boiled chicken, boiled rice, and rice cakes for
lovely,
a treat.
Lovely.
Point Square Car Park next year. Bring it on.
I'm really into the Unexceptional Festival. Is it just cars?
It's just cars, yeah. I knew you'd like it.
I know, it does.
You said it was the meanest thing I've ever said to
they
you.
They should upgrade it, though. You know, get accountants and bankers and stuff in.
Make it
see
worldwide.
Who's the best person.
Yes, I get you.
What's going on? Good morning.
So we have a 100 euro. I keep saying 100 euro.
I know, so
what's
do I.
What's that about?
It's just 100 euro cash, because we usually don't have cash in this show. I love when we have cash in
this
show.
I know,
it's
a lot of fun. We have 100 euro cash to give away to you this morning. We're celebrating because HB is 100 years this year.
And we're mad to celebrate. So we're transporting you through 100 years of Ireland's most iconic ice cream moments. From the original Hazelbrook Farm beginnings to today's freezer favourites like Iceburger, Brunch, Twister and more. I saw those Twisters you were talking about, by the way. They weren't the ones I was talking about.
Okay, so tell me the ones. So initially, we all know the green and cream one, and I had said that I'd seen the kind of strawberry one, and they're yum.
Yeah, so there's like purple one, there's a green one, there was like an orange and yellow one as well, but I was talking about the ones you can specifically only get on holidays, and they're much longer than a normal Twister.
Oh!
And it's like only in Spain, they have like a wooden circular stick as opposed to like a lollipop stick. They're savage.
Okay.
They're absolutely savage. But those ones look really, really good as well in the shop.
Interesting. So basically what we're doing is, as we said, transporting it through all these different years. And your job this morning was to identify the year that we're talking about. So we played you three clips, all from the same year. And in movies, it was the very first of this franchise.
And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command. You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear. You're an action figure. You are a child's plaything.
Their voices are so good, aren't they?
It's mad that we're on to, what, number five now, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Ireland, this is crazy, we passed the divorce referendum. Just the way you think in your head that was like centuries ago. Mm. It really wasn't.
Yesterday evening, after months of campaigning, the decision of the people on divorce was finally known.
Finally, there will be a law that will recognise the reality of their lives.
The yeses have it today. It should just be said clearly. And I'd like to congratulate the minister who's there for the campaign that he fought.
Everyone was so nice to each other back then.
Even the newsreaders are so polite.
Even though they wanted to get divorced, everyone was still very nice to each other.
And finally, in music, all these songs were huge. Shannon thinks she knows what year these are all from. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're not too bad, thanks. Are you up and at it and ready for the day?
I am. I'm actually driving the M50 at the moment.
Oh, no. What's it like?
Grand, going southbound.
Oh, happy days.
It's
happy
moving. Days. That's exciting.
Where are you off to, Shannon?
Yeah, at work.
What do you do?
In an office, so it's very interesting.
Okay. It sounds incredibly interesting and super vague. Which I love. All right, Shannon, who's on the way to the office, basically we are looking for a year. The year that you heard just there?
1995.
And the year I was born as well, of course. That's how you got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he knows you. She knows you so well.
Yeah.
We can tell you, you're absolutely spot on. Well done. A 100 euro on the way to you, all with thanks to HB. Isn't it mental that the divorce referendum was only passed in 1995?
Thank God it is.
Yeah, I know.
Are you divorced, Shannon?
Oh God, no.
Not yet.
I'm not even married.
Not yet, says you.
It's nice to have the option, lads. Oh my God.
It is nice to have the option.
To think that, like, when I was... So I was born in 93. So to think that in the 2 years I was alive, my parents, even if they hated each other, couldn't get divorced. And maybe that's why I'm here.
See, I'd say they said...
they were forced to be together. They
said,
maybe.
They said as soon as I was born, divorce needed to be legal.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Because you were going to cause so many problems
exactly.
in their marriage. Shannon, well done. Fair play to you. Have a lovely day and thanks for listening.
Good luck, Shannon.
Thank you.
Do I smell? Be honest.
I don't know. You're too far away.
Have you got no one's gotten a pong off me this morning, no?
No, pong. Interesting word.
I meant to wash off my tan this morning. The alarm was set 20 minutes earlier. Had the water on last night to make sure that I don't have for immersion in my house. It's so annoying. And I was like, no, you need it. You can't go into the lads and stink the place out in the morning. You have to have a shower. And then the alarm went off and I was like, you know what? Feck them. They can
That's
deal
so
with me.
Funny. I never ever think about that when I haven't had a shower that day. Well, no, I usually have a shower the night before.
Me too.
But if I don't, I'm never like, oh God, they're going to stink. I'm just like, oh, I'm going to look bad on camera.
And right there is David
this
Hammond.
Is the difference.
Down to a T. tricky.
That is not me down to a T.
I know it's not. It's not at all, but it's just funny. I don't care about you guys. I just want to make sure
I look
greasy.
All right. Listen, yeah. Tricky 10. Sometimes if it's a good Tricky 10, they'll record it in studio and that'll go up online. And sometimes I look bad because I haven't showered the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to be that player where I look bad, then you should WhatsApp the word tricky to 087711103 and take 2,000 euro cash off us.
Well, I look fantastic. So it's like I'm back from 6 months living abroad. Yeah, the hair needs a wash as well. You see, I should have got up. Anyway,
I like
guys,
the ponytail.
Sorry. Thank you, darling. If you want to play the Tricky 10 this morning, there is 2 grand to go. Message us the word tricky right now. Do it now. Win yourself 2,000 euro. 087-711-103. That is our number. Get in touch right now. But I say now again.
Yeah.
Now!
Brilliant.
For your chance to win.
Playing all the hits.
Go on.
Nobody do it like you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one
on hit music station.
You've
got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What is the story?
Good morning. We have Peter Collins in. Sometimes Peter presents a different show on here on Spin, and he's in shadowing producer Callum this morning. And he's just done something so bizarre. Now, Peter is one of the most Southside people I've ever met.
Really?
And you know my cousin. And he's probably a little bit more Southside.
Your cousin?
Dennis.
Oh, yes.
He's a bit more Southside than you.
He is a bit more Southside
than me. But he would never do this.
No, I am.
So Peter just literally said, guys, we're now to get a coffee, like from the canteen, not going to a shop or anything. Anyone want anything? And we were like, no, we're grand, thanks. And the audacity of how he walked back into the studio.
He brought back in a coffee in a glass. And I thought, since when do we do iced coffees? And I said, iced coffee? And he went, no. And I was like, what do you mean, no? It's a hot coffee in a glass.
Peter, why?
I feel a bit more European with it. It's quite nice. Because I have...
Has anything ever screamed, I lived in Sydney for 2 years?
I had those glasses. Do you know, it's their double-sided glasses.
Oh, no.
So
what?
It feels like they're coffee glasses with like it's...
With two handles. Inside. A sippy cup.
It's like, yeah, it's actually kind of like a sippy cup, but it's like doubly insulated, but it's still a glass.
Okay.
So feel,
I was going to say,
like,
a coffee...
It's quite a thick glass, that one.
The coffee out of this glass would be quite hot, no?
No, but see, you can hold it there, look.
You need a little kind of sleeve, like you would on a coffee cup. Like a Starbucks cup type
that.
Vibe.
Yeah, you could do with that. You That's fine, though, because it's thick glass, so it holds heat well.
Okay, so when did you start getting it? Was it before or after
when
Australia?
Did you become pretentious?
It was after.
So before you left for Australia, you'd have a coffee in a normal mug.
In a mug, yeah.
And then you got back from Australia, it's in a glass. Yeah. You see, like, these are just the things that we all have to readapt to when people go back
from
Australia.
I've been Australianised.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
And do people you know what? It does look good.
That's the point. It's a good selling point.
It does look good.
Did you, do they ever sell coffees in normal cups in Australia? Australia.
No, everything's fancy over there.
Wow. Oh my God, what a different world.
Things are tricky, tricky, tricky. There is an or in there at AI DJ.
I can't believe you listened to the AI DJ on Spotify. That's the lads who are trying to rob our jobs, Hammond.
I promise you, they're no way close.
Okay, good.
They are zero crack.
Okay, good.
Hey, Dave, here's a song you've been listening to 100 times a day. How about 101 times a day?
Okay, Kira's on to play the Tricky 10 for the first time this morning. What's going on? How are you feeling? Are you okay?
I'm just sitting here with my heart racing.
Your heart racing.
Oh, come on. You'll be absolutely
Kira,
fine.
What has you nervous about this game out of interest? Is it the fact you're going to be on the radio? Is it the fact you might get a bad score?
Well, last time I said that there was 8 commandments instead of 10 commandments.
Oh, no. When was
oh,
the
you've
last
done this before.
When
okay.
was the last time you were on?
Like 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay, very good.
And you said there was 8 commandments. Oh, dearie D. Did you say a little prayer to God and say sorry about that one?
No.
Well, to be fair, Kira, if you said there was 8 commandments the last time and you're still nervous, that's weird because you've already made the biggest fool of yourself that you're ever going to. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. I mean, the worst has happened. Kira, remind us, what do you do for work?
I work in disability.
You work in disability. And are you off to work today?
Yes.
What time until you're finished?
Half four.
Okay.
Is it one of those jobs that you kind of watch the clock, or are you doing so many different things that you don't really notice the time go by?
Oh no, we have fun.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Cute.
That's
I love
what you
that
want.
Here.
Yeah.
We get out and we do this. So.
Brilliant.
That's the dream.
What are you going to do today?
I actually don't know what's on the schedule today. Summer is a little bit more flexible, so
fun.
Hopefully, just get out and about.
Brilliant, Kira. All right, Kira, how do you do on the Tricky 10 when you play? How does your score, you know, when you were on the last time, I know you said the 8 commandments, but what score did you get?
A 3 or 4,
3 or 4. So you're back for redemption, Kira. I like that.
I am.
I don't think there's any reason to be nervous at all, so, because I think you're going to absolutely smash it.
You'll be fine, okay? We got you.
This is the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher where you can use it for over 50 restaurants. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000 in cash. Mark currently topped the leaderboard, scoring 5 in 55 seconds. Kira is back trying to beat her score of 3 from a couple of months ago. We have the utmost belief in you, Kira. Here we go. Emma's going to ask your questions. Best of luck.
You got this. Big deep breath in. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. People often joke that the camera adds how many pounds?
10.
Drake released a single in 2016 called What Dance?
One Dance.
In tennis, how many Grand Slams are there in total?
3.
Excluding thumbs, how many fingers are there on 2 hands of the average person?
8.
Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus were both born in the year 1990 what?
6.
What number Shrek film is set to be released next year?
5.
How many minutes are there in 420 seconds?
9.
On the Spotify logo, how many lines are there in the green circle?
3.
The motorway that runs between Kinnegad and Galway is called the M what?
6.
And how many rows of stars are there on the American flag?
4.
All right, Kira, there is your time. There's all your questions. How do you think you did?
I'm hoping I did better than last time.
So last time was a 3. Would you be happy with a 4 today? Would you be happy with a 5?
I'd be happier with a 5 or a 6.
Okay, okay, a 5 or 6.
Just remember, Mark is top of the leaderboard. He got that 5 on Monday in 55 seconds. We've done the maths. Let's tot them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes!
Yes, Kira. Not only have you beaten your own score, but you have topped the leaderboard. Woo! And beaten everyone else's score. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Yeah, better than last time.
Good.
And all the nerves have just flown away. Nothing to be worried, nothing to worry about ever again. Right, let's go through some of the ones you got wrong. In tennis, how many Grand Slams are there? You said 3. There is 4, being the Australian Open, the French Open, Wimbledon, and the US Open. Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus were both born in the year 1992, not 1996.
I love that they're older than me. Someone's older than me for once.
How many minutes are there in 420 seconds? You said 9, but the answer was 7. Actually, you said 9.
Yeah.
How many rows of stars are there on the American flag? I wouldn't have got this one. It's 9 rows of stars, apparently, and you said 4. Kira, a score of 6 out of 10, 60% is a fantastic score. Topsy the leaderboard, and you're in that running to win the €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. The best of luck for the rest of the week.
Well done.
Amazing. Thank you.
See you later. If you want to play later on today or tomorrow, final chance, obviously, tomorrow, your chance to win the €2,000 and top the leaderboard. Message us the word tricky right now in a WhatsApp. Our number is 087-711-1038.
I love that we play twice today. So you have 3 more chances for the rest of the week to take €2,000 off us or win yourself a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. Either way, I'd be pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine coming on and winning the €2,000, because you'd pretty much be guaranteed the €100 Dine in Dublin voucher.
And I truly mean this in a positive way. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but the fact that Kira got a 3, came back, that's really brave. You should take it on and do it and realise that maybe some days the questions won't suit you.
I love that.
And then other times, you never know, they could all suit you and you get the 10.
They were good questions, I think, to be fair today.
They were. Callum, well done. Good man, Callum. Good man. Tricky in a WhatsApp.
Excluding thumbs, how many fingers are there on 2 hands of the average person? It was a personal favourite of mine.
That's
a lot of stipulations.
You were clearly very stuck for an answer of 8 there.
Yes, and it's always those ones are tricky because I could do like how many fingers are on 2 hands, but then would people thumbs. Not include the thumbs?
I think tomorrow if you're stuck for an 8 question, you could say minus the 2 big toes, how many toes on the average foot? You know, just if you're ever stuck, there's a way around these
or
things.
Or if you lose 2 toes, how many toes do you have left?
Yeah, if you lost your 2...
Inclusive, thank you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
How many letters in the word inclusive?
How many times did I try and say the word inclusive?
Tricky in a WhatsApp.
My mate was in town yesterday and she was bringing her kids to that Dream Point thing out in the Point Shopping Centre.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just like where, like, it's like a giant leisureplex.
Like no, it's like a giant sensory type thing.
Cool.
I think. So they had like a room with full blown, like, pink blow up balls, mm-hmm. and then you go through to the next room and you can like draw, and whatever you draw on the fish will come to life.
Cool.
And all these kind of things.
Bit of magic.
Things for kids. Bit of magic. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I felt like a dad for the first time because I was with my friend Niamh and we were bringing around her 2 kids.
Sorry, this is actually, now that you say it, one of the most strange things I've ever seen on your Instagram story.
Yeah, it was another side quest.
There was these kids on your Instagram story and I was like, who are they? And like, they're not Pippa's family.
No.
I was like, who are these children?
They're just it's just Niamh, my mate's kids.
Okay.
And so she was just like, we're in town if you want to meet for lunch or whatever. And I said, you know what? I'll go in, because she walked from Connolly all the way up to the Point and poor kids were not happy. And yeah, I was like, I'll go out and meet them now and then I can drop them back to the train.
Okay, fair play to you. That was very kind of you.
So I've never really been around kids for that long.
How many kids?
2 kids.
Okay.
Theo and Caitlin.
Ages?
7. And I want to say like 4.
Okay.
Not entirely
good crack.
Sure. Yeah. But here's what I've learned, because being around kids, you do learn some things.
Mm.
And the main point I've learned is that having kids is easy.
It's really easy.
Oh my God, do you want to rage bait every parent listening to the show
this
morning?
It's really simple.
Really simple, yeah. Why? Why is it simple, Dave?
I've created a list of things I've learned, and this seems to be the list. This is all you need.
So this is your parental guidance for as a non-parent to parents?
Yeah, pretty much. And also just for your own sanity.
Okay.
So here is my list of things I've learned about children. Except that if you give them your phone, it will come back sticky.
Mm-hmm. Just
that's
take
just,
that.
Mm-hmm. That's just a given. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? If you give them your phone, it will come back sticky.
So if you accept that, things should be okay. Yeah.
If you hold their hand to cross a road, your hand will come back sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's just a given.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really, really like ketchup.
They do.
If they say they don't need to pee before you leave a restaurant, do not believe them. For whatever reason, they are lying.
Mm-hmm.
They do need to pee.
Of course.
Quite often, actually. Don't bring them anywhere that has a gift shop.
Yeah, I've been caught with that so many times.
You will have to spend at least 20 quid and then have to convince them for the rest of the day that the toy they did pick was the best possible toy.
But also, the thing about it is, definitely don't go to the gift shop and there's two kids. That's where it gets really spenny.
Yeah. They love bubbles and they love ice cream. If they have both at the same time, they will not know what to do.
It's a bit overstimulating.
Because bubbles is more of an outside thing, ice cream more of an inside thing. So when you have two, it's going to cause some tantrums. Keep telling them that whatever they have is the rare edition. They're obsessed with the rare editions
of
things.
Are they?
I don't know why. But he was like, and is that a rare edition? I was like, it is, yeah. And he was like, great.
A rare edition 99.
A toy that I was getting him in the gift shop. Mr. Gummy Bear slaps his bum on a video on YouTube and they love this. They think this is the funniest thing in the world. So just stick that on at whatever point. Walking somewhere that usually takes 5 minutes takes 20.
Mm.
So leave time.
Yeah, be early.
They love the speedy train in Connolly Station. And as we all know, nothing fast about Connolly Station.
No. So more patience.
But to them, it's very, very fast. They don't want to ever, ever wear their coat.
No, even if it's raining.
No.
Don't get that about kids. What's the problem with the coat? Like, why do we hate the coat?
No idea. And then 115% of the time, they are thinking about Disneyland. That is 115% of the time. That's what they're thinking of. Where do you want to go? Disneyland. What are you thinking about? Disneyland. It's 100% of the time, or 115%.
How long in total would you say you spent around these children yesterday?
I'd say 2 hours. I've got it sorted. I'm the best parent ever.
This is your foolproof guide to parenting.
Listen, I'm telling you, everything I've said is true.
Mm-hmm.
If you just accept all of those things, you'll be grand.
And you think one day when you do become a father, you won't have an issue with your phone being sticky. You won't have a problem.
I will say that was the worst part.
Yeah, I'd say that was really
when
hard
I
for
got,
you.
When I got my phone back, they only gave it to them for about 40 minutes. There was stains on it that still haven't come off. And I'm like, I don't know what it could possibly be.
What did you smear
on it? It's like, instead of a napkin, they wipe their face with my phone.
You're such a brave boy for giving a 4-year-old your phone. I'm really impressed by you on that.
I downloaded YouTube Kids for them. My algorithm is going to be so messed up. It's the girly quiz. Makeup and hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Every Thursday for the last almost 4 years, we put Dave through his paces. And you would think by now, I can't do the maths, but 3 questions per week across 4 years is a lot of learning about women. We are still coming up with brand new questions on a weekly basis, which to me is unbelievable.
Really,
I thought the lifespan
impressive of
this would be 6 months before we ran out.
11 wins and 10 losses this year so far. So that's 21 games. This is my 22nd game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping for to kind of try and start to pull ahead now.
Mm-hmm. Which obviously I don't like very much. 3 questions, as we say, in order to win the week. Couple of lifelines to help him along his way. One is his phone a female. It's Sarah this morning. Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Thank you very much for putting yourself forward for this. Now tell me, where do your area of expertise lie when it comes to women? Is it anything specifically weird, or is it like body parts or health or beauty or any other stereotype?
Maybe it's like, I'd say beauty.
Beauty, amazing. Fantastic.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, so beauty is what your main area of expertise is, and general female stuff, yeah?
Yeah, I think I know.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sarah, good stuff. Thank you so much. I have confidence in you.
Cheers, okay, Sarah. Thanks. Back to you in a mo. Now, just the same, we always say this at the top of the girly quiz. We are talking about all things womanly, in and out and upside down and back to front. And sometimes if you've little ears in the car, there might be conversations you're wary of. I think, genuinely, this week we should be okay. But hey, that's up to you. Just keep your hand on the dial and, yeah, you make the call as we go. But question number one and two, certainly 100% safe. Are we ready to go?
I don't have a choice.
Dave, question number one on the girly quiz this week. Irish cosmetics brand Cash Beauty.
I hate when there's brands questions.
It was launched by Irish beauty influencer Kaylee Moore.
Ah, come on. I thought you were going to say who. I knew that answer.
But what inspired the brand's name?
Money?
Cash. That's very smart, actually.
What inspired the name is that her name is Kaylee Cashel. I'm pretty sure. Now, maybe she's from Tipperary. But she's not. She's not. She's from the north, I'm pretty sure. Or she's somewhere close to that. I feel like we've had so many people who work in Cash Beauty on this show. Multiple times.
On their way. Don't they work somewhere in the Midlands?
Yes. I think they work in Mullingar.
Yeah, they sometimes be on their way down listening to the show, wouldn't they? Yeah. Anyway, last week we had a massive fight when I interjected in any way, so I'm saying nothing.
They're not allowed to listen to this show apparently in the office because we're too filthy. We're too smutty.
That's a lie.
That's apparently what I was told.
Kaylee's way cooler than that.
Kaylee Cashel is her surname, so I'd imagine that's where the brand name came from. Cash Beauty, Kaylee Cashel. Final answer.
Yeah! That's unbelievable.
Come on!
I'm really impressed that you even knew her surname.
My ex-girlfriend was obsessed with her.
Okay.
Absolutely obsessed with her. So this was years ago. So yeah. I kind of was just heard constantly about this is what Kaylee's doing. This is what Kaylee's doing. I was like, okay, great.
Lads, so, Cash Beauty. Do you know, anyone noticed that over the last few weeks my face looks more together? No.
Are you looking for a free palette or something?
No, I'm just saying. Normally I wouldn't have a drop in my face, but the Cash Beauty tinted moisturiser.
Kaylee and the girls in Cash Beauty, Emma's looking for a free palette. That's why you're on the girly quiz.
I think it's called the Miracle
plug.
Tint moisturiser. Miracle Tint.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I'm actually loving shade 10. You shade number 10. I'm wearing it every day
you
to work.
You should be wearing
it's
shame
fabulous.
Number 10.
shade 10. Okay, well done, Dave. One for one.
Next question. Fourth arc. How many free stuff can Emma get on the girly
Chanel.
Quiz?
Chanel. No, okay. Question number two on the girly quiz this week. Dave, we learned on this quiz before that the B's in BB cream stand for beauty balm or blemish balm.
Or?
But what do the two C's in CC cream stand
oh,
for?
Oh, come on. I thought it was going to be bum bum cream. I didn't hear bum, the question. Bum. I was just so focused on bum bum cream. Go again.
What do the two C's in CC cream stand for?
CC.
CC.
A sailor went to CCC. Do you know what? I don't know, like cumin. CC, cinnamon, cumin. I feel like spices and stuff and herbs are good in things, like good for...
They might burn the face off, you know?
Yeah, but like also use shave your faces. So like maybe it's just something you have to put up with. So CC cream is quite a common thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Common cream, maybe?
I'm not saying anything. We had a row about this last week.
Imagine it was common cream. That would be amazing. Clotted cream. I'm going to call in Sarah because Sarah says she knows beauty.
Yeah.
And thank God there's a beauty question. Sarah, good morning. I hope you heard the question because I don't really know what it is, but I think it's what CC cream stand for. What are the two C's?
Yeah, I think I know. Is it colour correcting cream?
Colour correcting cream. Why would you use that now, Sarah?
Well, you just use it on your face just to get rid of like redness. So I think it's colour correcting.
Oh, brilliant, Sarah. That sounds spot on. Thank you so much. Stay right there. Let's find out if you're right. Okay. Final answer. Emma, colour correcting.
Definitely, you've moved on from the cumin, have you?
I've moved on from cumin and cinnamon. Okay, it's colour correcting.
There we go, well done.
Yes, okay, unreal. So none of the C's are cream.
Well, colour correcting.
Is it CCC? Yeah.
No, it's CC. So colour correcting.
Went to CCC.
Or colour control. Either I would have accepted.
Okay.
So, well done.
So it's not CCC because it's colour control cream or colour correcting.
I think it's just known.
Cream?
It's probably just trying to keep on the like BB CC cream. You know.
Do you know what? I don't know why I'm asking. I don't care. I've got it right.
Yeah. Well done, Sarah. Fair play to you. 100 euro Just Eat voucher on the way to you. Well
Sarah,
done.
You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you later.
Have a great day.
Bye 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 bye. We rock on to question number 3, and you still have a lifeline, Dave.
Oh yes.
Who, what, or where is Menaki? Who, what, or where is Menaki?
Could I have a spelling, please?
M-E-N-A-R-C-H-E. I would have pronounced it Menarch if I hadn't looked up how to pronounce it.
Menarchy. I don't know. Menarchy. See, this sucks now because I'm going to have to simplify it. The simplify will most likely be a 50-50.
What
she will have.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you did say at the start of the girly quiz that the first two questions were fine for a warning. But the third question,
oh, for crying
maybe, was a little bit risque.
Not risque.
So what we're going to do is simplify it and go for the most risque answer.
Oh my God, he has me by the... He has me...
Science!
He has me in a corner! And he's changing...
Don't change anything!
No, I'm going to change all my answers in a second out.
No, you can't do that, referee! No, you can't do that!
I have to go with the simplifiers in front of me. Yeah. Damn it! I got... played on my own game.
I'm so good at loopholes.
Okay. Who, what, or where is Menarche? Menarche is the first time a young person gets their period.
Okay.
So, like, the very important stage of puberty when you get your first period. Mm-hmm. Or is it B? A type of skincare product to treat acne.
This is a great day. This is a great day.
No!
Do you know what's funny is, like, part of me is like, I still could say the wrong answer. It's very possible. But I'm going to go with A. Final answer.
Tell me what A is.
A is the first time someone gets their period. Menarche.
I'm an ass. I'm an idiot.
I do love a loophole.
I am an idiot.
I do love a loophole.
Wow, I can't believe after all this time I've never got caught out like that before. Jeez.
It's such a great feeling.
There I was trying to be a bit responsible, like to parents or whatever, and I didn't realise. What's the expression? I got by my own sword. I got stabbed by my own sword.
Oh,
or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you know
would
what?
Would you have gotten it?
It's a great feeling. No, I never heard of it, ever.
If I didn't say... Oh, watch out for question 3, whatever. Would you have guessed acne?
I probably would have guessed acne purely because archy, menarchy sounds like archy, acne.
Acne, that's what I was going with Simplify. But I thought you might catch me by going, we've already had 2 skincare questions, you wouldn't do 3 skincare questions.
Oh, another one. Clever.
So loads of loopholes today.
Woo!
Damn.
12 wins to 10. He's pulling away with it, lads.
This is a joke.
Do you know what is 1 week away?
Mm-hmm.
Fla Ciúil na hÉireann.
Oh my God, you're going to Belfast.
I'm going to Belfast.
Brilliant.
On the Friday. Okay. So we're there for like the full weekend.
Unreal.
And it's me and like, there's like a group of 14 of us.
What?
It's going to be savage.
Is Pippa gone?
No.
She away.
She has to fly to New York. So she can't. Which raging. Also sounds like...
No, but she's working.
But she's working.
She's
like,
working.
But yeah, no, she has to fly to New York, so she can't go.
Is she fuming?
She was fuming because we had this plan for... Months.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we're off to... But it's so funny you ask that because so many times we do things like, and I'll be on my Instagram doing stuff and people are always like, where's Pippa? I'm like, Pippa is working. Pippa is always working.
I know. It sucks for you at times. Doesn't it? And for Pippa, obviously.
I feel like a single mother or like she's the single mother of one child who's like, where's mom? She's always working.
Yeah.
Why can't she come play with me?
Why can't she come play at the flat? And you got accommodation and all, did you?
Accommodation and everything. But there was a scam going around. Someone from like whoever was like, oh yeah, you have to pay for that. They knew the hotel that we were staying in. They knew everything. They were like, here's how much it costs. Until my housemate was like, this doesn't seem right. So they rang up the hotel and they were like, that isn't us.
Oh my God.
Isn't that nuts? So we nearly lost out on like a couple of grand or whatever.
That's crazy.
So anyway, it's nuts. But anyway, we're going to the Fla in Belfast next weekend.
And you'll never be the same after that, man.
I'm living for it. I just want
spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Good morning. It is Emma, Dave, and Fiona, and we will get into the naughty threesome in just a mo.
Good morning.
But obviously, a lot of people are still dealing this morning with a lot of shock and sadness after the untimely and really shocking news yesterday that Glenn Hansard, frontman of The Frames, has passed away. In terms of The Frames as a band, you can't talk about the Irish music scene without the impact that The Frames have had and tributes from the likes of Billie Eilish coming in for Glenn Hansard over the last 24 hours.
Very cool. Rachel Zegler I saw as well.
Yeah. One of Ireland's greatest singer-songwriters. And
Adam Scott from Severance was talking about him.
The genius behind songs like this.
Star, star, teach me how to shine, shine. Teach me so I know what's going on in your mind.
It's a very emotional morning. It really, really is. Our thoughts, obviously, with his family, his friends and his bandmates. And I always think of Glenn Hansard in the sense of that famous Grafton Street Christmas Eve busk.
Oh, yeah.
Imelda May, Bono. Glenn Hansard in the thick of them, raising money on Christmas Eve for charity. It'll never be the same again. Callum and I actually saw The Frames for the very first time at the Hot Press Magazine's big celebratory concert a few months ago.
My girlfriend Linda is a massive fan of The Frames, and when the news broke yesterday, she actually couldn't believe it.
I was so shocked.
It was the first time that I'd ever really heard of his music, and the first song that I heard was Star Star, and I was like, oh my God, this is such a great song. So it was like the whole place, the whole building in here yesterday, as soon as the news broke, it was just before midday.
It's just horrible.
You could hear a pin drop. It was absolutely shocking.
I remember when Jack and I went to the Hot Press gig, we said, oh my God, imagine Falling Slowly as your like first song, dance song at your wedding. It's just such a beautiful song about falling in love. I'm sure you've heard plenty of those songs over the last 24 hours. We have discovered a different song in the archive in the system here in work that we would love to play for you this morning. This was recorded in Today FM, right, our sister radio station, back with Ray Darcy in the year 2003.
Oh, wow.
Glenn Hansard and The Frames came in and they did a cover of Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River.
Oh, wow.
And it's as amazing as you can imagine. Rest in peace, Glenn Hansard. You are listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
You are my sun. You are my earth. But you didn't know all the ways I loved you.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. 10.
All right, the tricky 10. This is where we ask you 10 questions. Hopefully you get all of them right. And if you do, we'll give you 2,000 euros. If you don't, hopefully you'll just top the leaderboard and you win yourself a 100 euro Dyna Dublin voucher.
Lovely chance to win regardless. Yeah, it's Evan on to play this time. What's going on?
Just in work, yeah.
What do you do?
I work in food manufacturing.
And you are definitely walking away from wherever you're meant to be right now to get somewhere quiet.
Yeah. Evan, what kind of food do you manufacture?
It's like butters and stuff like that.
Oh, lovely. Butters. I love butter. Ooh. Real butter?
Yeah, like, so you know when you buy a steak in the shop and there's a little garlic butter or something? Yeah, stuff like that.
Very good, Evan. Yeah. Very nice. All right, and when you listen to the Tricky 10, Evan, how do you get on? How is your score usually?
I usually do okay. You know, some weeks are easier than others, I feel.
Okay, fair enough.
Can I ask, if you won 2,000 euro in the next 3 or 4 minutes, what would you do with it?
I think I'd go on holidays, you know?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Okay, look, let's try and win you that massive 2,000 euro this morning. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions. We know that every answer is a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer, Evan, so if you need to just take a little second, do, because it's not worth it if something comes to you after a sec. If you don't know an answer, on the other side of all that, you might as well give it a guess, because it could score you an extra point on the door. If you top the leaderboard on Friday, that's tomorrow, you'll win a 100 euro Dine in Dublin voucher, and you can use that for over 50 restaurants in the city. If you can answer all 10 questions correct this morning within those 55 seconds, we will give you 2 grand. Now, Kira was on an hour ago. She topped the leaderboard. She scored 6 in 55 seconds. We're wishing you the very best of luck.
Let's take a deep breath in, because I'd imagine you're kind of stressed trying to get away from your factory and from work and to answer all 10 questions. So take a deep breath in. There's a lot of questions going to come very, very quickly. So the best of luck. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What number is half of one dozen?
6.
How many goals were scored in the FIFA World Cup final? What was your answer?
3.
The movie with the famous line, "I am Sparta," is called what 100?
100.
On a phone keypad, what number would you press for the letters JKL?
3. Have a guess.
5.
A popular football magazine has the title 4-4 what? You gotta 4. Be speedy. In cars, how many rings are there on the Audi logo?
4.
Emma Stone and Adele were both born in the year 1980 what?
9.
How many minutes are there in 600 seconds?
5.
The motorway that runs between Waterford just outside the Nace is M what?
M9.
Alright, I called it the Nace. I don't know why I called it the Nace, as if it's like the Knoll.
How do you feel after that this morning, Evan? I know you're under pressure and work and everything.
Alright, I didn't do that great, I don't need to be honest, but sure, look.
Is there any particular score that you'd be like, I'm okay with that?
Like a 5 or 6 probably.
Well, but look, we only answered 9 out of 10 questions correct this morning, so let's top them up and see how you get on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4. Evan, do you know what? I did this as well myself before I started asking the questions, and I also got a 4.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, look, the ones that caught you. How many goals were scored in this year's FIFA World Cup final? The answer was 1 goal rather than 3. It was a little bit underwhelming as a game, really. That's okay.
I should have known that one.
The movie with the famous line, "I am Sparta," it's actually called 300 rather than 100. You just mix those two answers up, really. A popular football magazine has the title 4-4 what? It's 4-4-2 rather than 4-4-4.
Oh, yeah.
Emma Stone and Adele, they were both born in 1988. And finally, you totally knew this. How many minutes are there in 600 seconds? Sure, it's 10 rather than 5.
Oh, sweet.
It's grand.
Listen,
go and have a lovely day. Thank you so much for listening. And fair play. I know that there's a lot going on at work this morning.
Send us in some garlic butter.
Right. Thanks.
Good luck, Evan. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. That's
one
place.
I don't think I'm getting any garlic butter. You're getting all the cash beauty stuff from because we mentioned them on the girly hose. I don't think I'm getting a single ounce of garlic
butter.
Do you
know what I was thinking, though? Do you know sometimes when you work in, like, I used to work in, like, a deli and stuff, and sometimes you go home, or I used to work in, like, a chip van and stuff after, like, the pub. People come out. Yeah, I did a few shifts there in the village I grew up in. And like, you'd obviously go home reeking.
Yeah.
I'd be delighted going home smelling like garlic butter. I'd be licking myself like a cat.
I'd imagine that'd be hard to live with someone working there.
Because you'd want to eat butter all the time.
Well, no, I just think you'd probably reek for a while. Do you mean, but free chips?
Exactly. Free butter.
Free butter.
If you want to play the Tricky 10, your last chance tomorrow. We've got 2 more games ahead of us this week. Message us the word tricky to play. Our number is 087-711-1038. Just WhatsApp is the word tricky. Get on and win yourself €2,000. There is an unverified and very likely fake news story doing the rounds that has intrigued me. Fake news. It's about the idea of Love Island moving to a cruise ship.
And I saw something about this. I saw like a headline and I didn't click into it. I don't know why.
Yeah, now it's what's good is I've learned not to bring that as fact to the show. And I have looked for some decent sources and cannot find any, so I don't believe that this is true. I think this is something that was tweeted that grew legs and spread like wildfire. So the whole idea is that you would ditch the villa and move everyone onto this moving cruise ship for the 8 weeks of the summer, right?
That'd be really cool.
It would be
not,
brilliant.
Maybe not for television, but to actually experience.
Yeah.
Be like
a singles
cruise.
Now, there already is a show with the same concept. It's called Love Overboard. Very similar vibe. It's called a group of singles looking for love. They're on a lavish yacht.
When you dump an island, you have to like throw them off.
That'd be brilliant.
The plank.
The plank, yeah. So what they say in this fake news story that isn't real is that Love Island has spent over a decade bringing singles together in luxury villas, but producers are reportedly exploring one of the show's biggest format changes yet, moving a future season onto a cruise ship.
You're telling me that if Love Island was moved to a cruise ship, anyone in the world is going, doesn't sound like it's for me. That sounds unreal.
It sounds
and so stupidly bizarre that I would so watch that.
There's so many brilliant things you could do with it. This fake story says the villa has become one of the show's signature elements, so shifting the entire experience onto a cruise ship would mark one of the most significant changes in the franchise's history. Now, my brain went into overdrive on this. In terms of what you could do to really make this more spicy. Imagine, because obviously I've never been on a cruise. I know you have, Dave. You can pull into different...
Derogatory.
Derogatory,
yeah.
Cruises are savage.
Yeah, paid for by your parents.
I was only a little boy.
It was 2 years ago. You know the way you stop off in different countries and go for a wander?
I do, yeah. I know that.
But imagine everyone is just dumped off to this place to explore for the day or whatever way they choose it. And then only certain people, like the boys or the girls, can get back onto the cruise ship because, boom, Casa Amor has arrived. You're not getting back on the boat. You're hanging out here and then the lads are joining you on the ship or whatever. New bombshells arrive only by speedboat.
Brilliant.
Imagine
Love.
The visuals of them arriving in with their hair blowing in the wind.
That's very funny.
I have arrived. Dumped Islanders, you did mention that already, walk the plank.
Yes.
Bye.
See ya.
But then the little bit of spice is that you can pick your own jump or bomb or dive or like flip into the water as you say goodbye.
Very,
very
good. I think
that'd be a lot of fun. Dumpings could also be made more interesting with the concept of different things happening at different stops. So similar to the Casa Amor situation, it could be like, but you too, you're not getting back on the boat. From here, you're going home.
The grafties could be called the me hearties.
So fair. And you wouldn't be called Islanders anymore. You'd be called shipmates?
Shipmates.
Is that what you're called on a cruise?
Yeah.
You know cruises. Are you called shipmates?
Well, no, you're not. Like if you're, but like if things,
passengers?
If you work, yeah, passengers. But if you work on the ship, you're probably shipmates.
But that's the other thing you could do, because obviously on a cruise ship you would have to have a lot of staff knocking around and they could become like B characters on the show, but maybe a B character that you're kind of getting on with becomes a bombshell and you don't see it coming.
This honestly sounds like a bit of me.
But they don't have to be first. It would cost a fortune.
I think it would get so much money. And also, to be fair, it would cost a fortune. And I feel like Love Island this year kind of went on a real budget.
Well, they went high on the absolute forced advertising the whole way through the show, which they hadn't really done in previous seasons unless I was blind.
Oh, really?
It.
What, like the eBay
product
stuff?
Product placement, the first time that Lorenzo eventually made the coffee, because that was such a big storyline that he wouldn't be seen to make a coffee for a girl. When he did, I don't know, I think they were sponsored by like, I don't know, name coffee brand.
Kenko or something.
Kenko, let's say it's Kenko. Then when he did make the coffee, the product placement was there. When he sat down with Yulia to have the coffee, the Kenko logo was there, and there was a moment where they just paused on that and then panned up. It was like very...
You'd be raging if you were an espresso and I was the one who was like, I think it was Kenko.
Now that you say it was an espresso. Because
they're
the
like
first look,
millions.
Yeah. What was it, Kenko or something? After all that.
Ah!
It didn't work.
One for all gift cards. Celebrating 10 years of Penny's being a One For All gift card partner, and they're looking for Dublin's most competitive shopper to join an exclusive in-store treasure hunt for the chance to win a €500 One For All gift card. It's been very nice, and I would imagine bigger. I know it's not. I know it's probably the same size, but in my head, it's nice to get the big ones.
A big card.
Like a big check.
Although you wouldn't really bring that around the shops, would you? Will you scan that there for me? Bringing
like
the thing over
going
the head.
Into the security in the airport on a stag with a giant boarding pass.
Totally. Look, the thing about it is that this hunt that is happening is going to take place at a Penny store in the county on Saturday, the 8th of August. You could be there and be a part of it. Now, places are strictly limited, but if you want to get involved, go to oneforall.ie/treasure hunt to enter. Terms and conditions do apply. But on the show this morning and all this week, we have a €200 One For All voucher for you to win. And on to give it a go right now is Kayla. Kayla, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks. What's going on with you this morning?
It's actually my son's 8th birthday, so we're just finally getting ready.
Is that hard for you that the 8th birthday party is happening in the summer holidays, so you don't even have school to distract? It's a full day of partying?
It's a full day. And never mind, over 30 kids coming.
Oh good God. Lord.
What's your 8-year-old's name? Let's give him a happy birthday shout out. Blake, happy good birthday name. To you. What is the plan for the birthday party?
So he is having a party up in Rackhill and then back to the house with a few friends.
Brilliant.
Nice.
All right, well, Kayla, let's see if we can get you a One For All voucher. Basically, we have hidden, producer Callum has hidden some clues around the studio, and you have to help us solve the clues in order to find those little vouchers, all right? You have to get all three in 60 seconds.
Dave's going to do your hunting this morning. If you do that, so help us out with the clues here. We'll tell you what's going on. Dave will do the finding for you and hopefully win yourself that lovely €200 One For All voucher this morning. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, let's start the clock. A Waterford woman will solve your dilemma. I've hidden the first clue right next to what? Or
what
who?
Could that be?
Emma.
Emma.
Emma, that's my name. Oh my God, is it here somewhere?
Emma.
There somewhere. There we go.
Oh my God, there it is. Yes. Okay, number one. On to the next one. Are you ready to go? It powers gadgets, tucked away all snug. Your surprise is waiting by the...
plug socket.
Plug socket, that'll do. Is it there? You got it. Okay, Dave, number three. Do you fancy a cuppa? That feeling won't settle. Your gift card is hiding by the what?
Kettle.
Oh, there's no kettle in here. He's gone. He's running. I presume we're going to the canteen here. 18 seconds on the clock. Will he find it and get back in time? We're down to 15 seconds here now, Kayla. The 200 euro gift card looms. Will he get back in time? He got number three and 10 seconds left on the clock. Easy work.
Kayla, you made me run this morning. I wasn't prepared for that.
What's your exercise done for today?
Kayla and Dave, good teamwork there. A 200 euro one for all voucher making its way to you, which is very nice considering birthday parties cost a few quid.
Yeah, exactly, Kayla.
I think I might give it to my son.
Ah, that's so cute, Kayla. That's really nice.
You've done enough. Keep it for yourself, girl. Say nothing.
Maybe some of it.
Okay.
Very cute. Kayla, have a fantastic day and happy birthday to Blake again.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Bye.
See you later. It's funny, they say that a parent's love and you don't know like love like it until you have your own child. I can't imagine loving anything as much as giving away my one for all voucher I've won on the radio.
Like, it's just mental to me that parents are nice to kids these days. Do you know what I mean? That didn't seem to be a thing back in the day. My mother won a voucher on the radio. Do you think she'd even show
consider
it to
you?
Me?
Yeah. Your last chance to win with one for all on the show tomorrow morning at 7:30. This is Spin.